Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From high atop the ice surface at MTS Center, we welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, joined in the press box by my colleague, Richard Pollock. Producer Michael Remus is with us as well. Winnipeg Jets defeated this afternoon by the Ottawa Senators by a score of 5-3. Sort of, there's a nice scene unfolding in front of us on the ice. Yeah. Military Appreciation Day here at MTS Center, and after the game, all the Jets players and all the military personnel in attendance came onto the ice and did a photo afterwards. So, the Jets didn't play very well today, and they certainly did not deserve to win this game. But this is a nice little moment that's taking place on the ice, and you sort of, you can't get caught up in a hockey game when you have all these military members around you.
Yeah, it's a nice scene. It's nice to see that they're giving back, and everybody's having a good time. A lot of the Jets have stayed out here for probably an extended period of time, over 10 minutes at least.
Yeah.
And are talking to all the men and women who just want a little time, so it's nice.
Yeah, it is a nice thing. Unfortunately, the Jets couldn't match their nice activity on the ice right now with nice activity during the game, losing, as we said, by a 5-3 margin. You know, Richard, it's a game that the Jets probably played 20 minutes of the 60, and based on the 20, you'd think that had they played all 60, they probably would have been the victors here tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard to interpret it that way. Drew, once you're down 4-2, 5-2, I mean, you're going to pump it up, and the other team's going to sit back and wait.
Sure.
And that's what happened here. The Ottawa came to play, had a good pace, had a hard practice yesterday in Banff, and came out as a better team. I thought they were more into the game. And I know after one period, the score was 2-1 Ottawa.
Yeah.
But it could have been worse. I mean, just the Ottawa carried the play. Ottawa carried the play, obviously, through the second there, through the beginning of the second, and then Winnipeg came and started pushing when they were down too much. So, again, the shots don't indicate what happened here today.
Right.
They outshot the Sens, but a lot of that came after the fact, I would guess.
Yeah.
Some of them came early, actually.
Well, the Jets had 22 third-period
shots.
That's
right. Yeah, there you go. So I was looking at Ottawa there. Yeah, so, I mean, the Jets have 12 in the first, and they have 15 and 22.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You got basically, you got all your serious number of shots there are happening after you're down, and you're peppering them, and they're backing off. And
that's
Ottawa,
right.
Ottawa's not a great defensive team, so you give them a big lead, they're just going to sit back, and, they're going to make sure they have guys, three guys behind the red line, the whole deal. So another, this team is playing its way out of it quick right now, and nothing else to say.
Yeah, playing their way out of it quick is a good description.
Yeah.
They keep playing like this. It won't take long for the...
keep playing this. Dallas games won't matter. But
that's
that
right. Yeah. I mean, the Dallas games, which is a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have to bounce back. You have three games this week coming
Colorado
up.
Now. Into Colorado after these two performances.
Yeah, into Colorado on Monday. Home to Vancouver on Wednesday. Home to the Rangers on Friday. If you don't bounce back in those three games, the Dallas game next Sunday, which everyone sort of had circled on their calendar, isn't going to matter.
Right.
Like you said, the Senators opened the scoring. It came at the 9:54 mark of the first period. Alan Mihalik gets his 11th of the year. It's on the power play. Assist to Alex Hemsky and Jason Spezza.
It's a fluky one.
Yeah, it's a fluky one. But we should point out that prior to this Ottawa goal, the Jets did have a extended 5-on-3 opportunity early on in the first 5 minutes or so of the game, and they weren't able to capitalize on it.
Yeah, nice scene right now. You're seeing the officer or... what would you say? What's his name?
Croppy?
Crop, yes.
Croppy is the guy
military
on the Jumbotron after
he's talking
every game.
To Montoya. He's by all accounts one of the nicest guys we're going to meet. But on this goal here, Jim's, they didn't take advantage of the 5-on-3. A lot of block shots, just nothing really special going on there. A good opportunity to get on board against a desperate team. You don't do it. Failed opportunity. Slater comes up the ice on a kind of a one-on-one play. And what happens here is, this is on a power play. Sorry, they're shorthanded. Ottawa's got a power play. And Slater's coming in one-on-one, actually, with Mike Hoffman. I don't think he realized it right away because he did take it to the net eventually, but Hoffman is a smaller guy and a forward. So it would have been a good opportunity to drive a little earlier and be a little more assertive. Anyhow, goes to the net. They both get taken out of the play. The puck comes up. Spezza makes a nice pass to Hemsky entering the zone. Hemsky makes a nice seam pass to Mihalik, and the puck gets put on net. Gets to the net somehow.
Doesn't even actually get all the way to Pavlik. It's sort of deflected. I think it was by Trouba, I believe. It sort of blocks the shot partially, flutters up in the air, and then deflects off of Matt Halaschuk and barely over the goal line.
That's
they have to review
one.
It.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a nice entry play by Ottawa.
Yep. And, but I mean, it's an easier entry play, Drew, because you're doing on the penalty kill, right?
Sure,
so you're doing
of course.
A 4-on-3 entry, essentially, because the other two guys, Hoffman and Slater, are taken out of the play.
Right.
4-on-3 entries aren't difficult.
No, exactly right. Lots of room on the ice at that point in time. And it's sort of just bad luck. As Trouba blocks it or partially blocks it, could have just as easily gone off into the corner. Bad luck that it bounces up in the air and deflects off Matt Halaschuk. 1-0 Ottawa, 9:54 mark. The Jets bounce back. They get the tying goal at the 16:59 mark of the first period. It's Brian Little gets his goal. I believe this is also a power play goal. It is. It's the 20th of the year for Little. Assist to Bufflin and Ladd. Key on the play is, I mean, it starts way back with Blake Wheeler entering the zone with speed. Mm-hmm. Puck gets all the way around to Buff, and he gets the shot on net.
Yeah, Buff gets the shot through the net. What happens is Little and Carlson are in front of the net. Carlson is loses his man Little, and Carlson's not a big guy, and Little just gets a little bit of separation. Carlson loses him for a split second. Buff gets a shot through, and it creates a rebound. Little's right there on the backhand to put it in. So Carlson blows his man. Buff does a nice job of hard shot and getting it through.
Yeah, and you know, there's 3 minutes left in the period at this point in time. If you're the Jets, you really want to get it. You've been outplayed for probably the majority of the first. You really want to get it into the intermission, tied at one, but it only takes the center. There's 38 seconds, and this is a second straight game now where the Jets have gotten a goal, and then the other team is able to respond within a minute. 38 seconds later, it's Jared Cowan. He gets his fourth of the year, assist to Alex Hemsky and to Milan Mihalik. This is a goal that Andre Pavlik wants back.
Yeah, it is. I don't think it was tipped. We don't think it was tipped. I mean, this play actually starts with Spetz's entry. You talk about entry, zone entry. Spetzlik gets in, crosses the blue line, and whatever reason, Enstrom gives him the blue line like nothing. Just says, you know, here, take the blue line. Don't, I'm not even going to challenge you. And Spetzlik's really not going to beat Enstrom with speed around the outside, so that was kind of an odd play, maybe with reach, but not with speed. And then Spetzlik goes all the way around, gets it up to the blue line, around the other side of the blue line, so from right side to left, and it's a shot from the point by Cowan, and it's a shot that ought to have been saved. Mihalik was in front of the screen, but he moved to the left when the shot was taken. By all accounts, it wasn't tipped, so I apologize if it was. And Pavlik should have this one. It was an easy goal. You have to have it. There's no excuses.
Yeah, so after 20 minutes, the Jets do trail the Ottawa Senators by a 2-1 mark. Not a great period for the Jets, as we talked about, starting slow. 2-1 after 20 minutes. The Senators are able to build on that lead at the 2:03 mark of the second period. This is a sort of a weird goal. It's Eric Greiba gets his second of the year assist to Jason Spezza and Alex Hemsky. Uh-huh. Hemsky's third assist on 3 Senators' goals.
Looked very good.
So it looked very good as
a trade there.
Yeah, as a trade deadline acquisition for the Senators. A bizarre play. You know, Mark Stewart with great hustle, sort of. You know, you can describe it.
Well, you know, Mark. Yeah. Well, what happens is you have Spezza comes down, and it's Hemsky. So Hemsky comes down, gives it to Spezza, and Stewart tries to break up the pass. And well, he does. He slides down and slides down and takes out Andre Pavlik. So in this play, you know,
it's a two on one.
Yeah, it's 2-on-1. But Hemsky just to Spezza, who wants to pass to who? Those guys both love to pass. And Stewart comes and takes out Pavlik. When he takes out Pavlik, the net's completely empty. And what actually happens here is Greiba gets the puck in front, sent in by Spezza. But Kane stops skating. Kane stopped back-checking. And if you watch the replay, excuse me.
Vander Kane just brought out a stick for one of the military members here.
He skated harder there than he did now. But no, but on this play, if you watch him, he doesn't skate hard. He's watching the play, and when he realizes Greiba is in front of him, it's too late. And that cost him, and that was the reason. You know, one reason is obviously Stewart takes out the goal. The other reason is that if you don't back check and cover your guy, that's the problem. Greiba's the right defenseman. That's Kane's guy. Kane knew it, didn't get back. It's 3-1.
That's right, into the open net as with Pavlik and then Stewart off in the corner having been taken out of the play. 3-1 for the Jets for the Senators at that point. The Jets don't want to give up just yet. They are able to make it 3-2. That comes at the 4:15 mark of the second period, so 2 minutes and 12 seconds later, they respond. Toby Enstrom gets his seventh of the year, also on the power play.
Yep.
Assist to Evander Kane. Kane taking the face-off on this play.
Well, because Jokinen got kicked out.
Yeah. Kane takes the face-off, wins it clean back to Enstrom. Mm-hmm. Enstrom walks into the middle.
Same goal as Cowan, but both have to have it.
Yeah.
Better screen than Bufflin, I believe it was in this goal.
Better shot, I thought, also by Enstrom.
Yeah, better shot. It was a Bufflin. No, it wasn't Bufflin. I'm trying to remember who put the screen up there. Anyhow, the screen was better on this goal, but yeah, both of them they should have had. It wasn't anything special.
Yeah.
But, you know, put the puck on net. We said it many times in this podcast. You put the puck on net, good things happen.
That's right. It's 3-2 at this point, 4:15 into the second period. The Jets have some life still. 4 minutes later, at the 8:58 mark of the second period, the Senators bounce back again. They make it 4-2. Kyle Turris gets this one. Assists to Mike Hoffman and Bobby Ryan.
Yeah, Jokinen's defending Hoffman. Hoffman starts to fall down. Instead of following through on Jokinen, lets the pass get through.
Yeah.
Jokinen's bigger and stronger
from behind
than Hoffman.
The net.
Yeah,
from
Jokinen's
behind the Jets
bigger
net.
And stronger than Hoffman. Can't let that happen. The puck gets in front, and Trouba loses Turris. And Trouba's watching the play for a second, caught in no man's land. He's big and he's fast, and he's got long reach, so he's just not close enough to Turris, and Turris puts it in the back of the net. So, I mean, you know, that's a coverage play. I mean, Pavlik, again, certainly wasn't good tonight, but that's a coverage play, too. You just got to make sure you follow through on your stuff, both guys there, Jokinen and Trouba.
That's right. 4-2 for Ottawa at that point in time. They added to that again another 38 seconds later. You could just see the Jets had nothing. They just were completely deflated. You can't be, but they were. 38 seconds later, Mike Hoffman on the power play. Devin Setoguchi's in the box.
Yeah.
Mike Hoffman gets his first career NHL goal, so also his first of the season.
He was good?
Yeah, he was good. Jason Spezza and Alex Hemsky. Hemsky with a four-point night, a four-assist night.
Well, Hemsky gets the puck down on the goal line to Spezza, and Spezza looks across, and he wants to make the cross-seam pass, cross-crease pass, really, to Mike Hoffman. Trouba tries to take it away. Trouba doesn't take the pass away. It's a beautiful pass by Spezza, but Trouba wants to take away that pass. In any event, the Jets had rotated down, which meant Halaschuk was supposed to rotate down, take Hoffman. Halaschuk didn't get there in time. Puck's in the back of the net.
That's exactly right.
Power play goal. The Ottawa looked really nice setting it up. You know, you got Carlson, you got Spezza. You got a lot of opens there. Hemsky fit in seamlessly, really, into this roster. It's been, I think, two games with Hemsky. And he looked really good tonight. Really good, controlling the puck and great passing. And that was it, 5-2. I mean, you know, the window dressing there at the Byfuglien slap shot. The eighth goal of the game was just simply Byfuglien picking the puck and going down the wing and taking a slap shot top corner.
That's right.
Great goal. Good work. But the pressure at the end of the game was nothing really.
Yeah.
And
it was all on the outside, and as long as there was not going to be a bad goal.
And the Jets, I mean, I don't know what their odds are now, but they're not good. You know, they've kind of thrown the season into the toilet a bit here, and they can blame it all on the Mark Scheifele injury they want here, but they've performed poorly too.
It's hard to believe that a rookie's injury, you know, it looks like they were, I mean, I know it hurts, but it almost like the team is, as soon as there's an excuse available for them.
That's one of the concerns.
They
sure.
take it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no... you know, passion to overcome an injury. There's just, you know, okay, a little bit of adversity.
I don't disagree with that, Drew. I don't disagree with that. They have not reacted well to any kind of adversity. And this was a good opportunity. And I'm sure they looked upstairs and wondered why they don't have some help. But, I mean, Eric Tangrady was playing third line left.
Yeah.
Dirty hit on Condra.
Yeah.
I thought the Jets stuck off for each other nice tonight. That was all fine and dandy. I like that part of their game. Goaltending wasn't good. Performance overall, coverage wasn't good. For a desperate team in a desperate game, this was a bad performance.
That's right.
And the numbers might not say that, but this was not a great performance.
And you can't, that's pretty much summing it up as well as you can. I can't add much to that. We encourage you to stay tuned to illegalcurve.com. We have post-game audio from both the Jets dressing room, courtesy of Dave Minuk, and the Ottawa Senators dressing room, courtesy of Ezra Ginsberg. The Jets next in action Monday night in Colorado, back home Wednesday night against the Vancouver Canucks and John Tortorella, of course, their head coach. For Richard Pollock and producer Michael Remus, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks very much for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.